Saturday is known as moving day in the world of golf, and that tag has been firmly underlined on day three with some notable performances by, well, two players who last evening were well down the leaderboard and for many out of contention at this event. But John Rahm, the defending champion, began his day at one under, a full seven shots off the lead, but a great opening nine, which included six birdies and just a single bogey, was one of the big talking points of the day so far. After being out in 30, his card was rather less dramatic over the second nine. Nine pars and nine holes saw him finish at five under for his round. So he's up to joint fifth on the leaderboard at six under par. England's Andy Sullivan, who shot a brilliant seven under round 65, is also sitting at six under. Sullivan began his round at 20 past seven this morning at one over and closed with three birdies in his final three holes to move to six under for the tournament. The overnight leaders of Ryan Fox of New Zealand, Matthew Pavin of France, and Eric Van Rooyen of South Africa began their third rounds shortly after 1 o'clock at 8 under par, and at that stage, well, they would have known all about Rahm's charge up the leaderboard. Van Rooyen responding by knocking in two brilliant birdies over the opening couple of holes, so that means he holds the lead on his own now at 10 under par. One other talking point here, Chris, is the weather. It's been raining here in Ballyliffin. I did say earlier on that the sun had been threatening to break through the clouds over Inishowen, and while it remained very warm all morning, well, the rain eventually winning out, and for the most part, quite a number of spectators were caught out, especially those way out on the course. Thankfully, however, the rain, well, it seems to have eased off a little, and we're looking forward to further drama this afternoon. There are big crowds here today, and that's been the situation all week, and it's an event that has been very successful thus far, certainly from an organisational point of view, and playing his part with the team from and Garda Síochána is Garda Sergeant Paul Wallace, who's with me here in the media centre. Paul, you've been on Highland a number of times this week reporting on how things have gone off the course, and day three here, big crowds here again today, and so far everything going smoothly and according to plan?
Yeah, Dermot, good afternoon. Everything is going according to plan. We put that traffic plan in place, but it wouldn't have worked without buy-in from the local community, and that has to be acknowledged. You know, even people have commented the lack of tractors on the road, which can be, because of their slow pace, can hold up traffic significantly. We would just urge a bit of caution. There was a slight, I don't know whether you call it rain or drizzle out there, and surfaces may become wet, and they have been very hot for the last number of days, so braking distances and that could be reduced considerably, particularly if cars are travelling in convoy or vehicles are travelling in convoy. We would just say to people, if you're coming from the Derry direction, try and follow the plan by via Muff and Carindonagh, up to Quigley's Point in Carindonagh, I should say, because there seems to be a higher density of traffic coming into what we call the Western Car Park, and that's just slowing it up for everybody, because if you come by Quigley's Point and into Cairn and out this way, you'll turn into the Eastern Car Park, and it'll be easier for your egress as well. But egress worked well yesterday evening, you know, after the music and all that, and it was a great evening for everybody, and I think it's going to brighten up again, you know, so we would just say to people, you know, come and enjoy yourself, just be careful about leaving items visible in your cars, and that's not to say we didn't have any incidents like that. It's just been a tremendous event, but we've got great buy-in, the guards have got great buy-in from the local community and following their directions and advice.
Yeah, and even though what it's almost 20 past 2 here now on Saturday afternoon, Paul, most of those that are coming here today are here now at this stage, but there are still people arriving. The leading players that are out there are about an hour into their round, but there are people still coming here to watch the action.
Well, there are people travelling, and we know from further afield, even down the west, you know, there are people travelling up through Sligo and into Donegal Town and on and up through the Gap into Balbuffet, and, you know, hopefully they get through Balbuffet easier than they did on Thursday. But, you know, there are people probably coming for this evening and maybe overnight and tonight to be here for tomorrow, early, because it'll probably be a great occasion and all that. And we just looked at the figures there. At 11 o'clock this morning, we had 2,300 vehicles parked here. Now, the peak, funny, on Thursday was the big day, which was a surprise to me. There was 3,100 cars, or vehicles, we'll call them, and I don't like using that word, but there was 3,100 and at that time on a Thursday, and seemingly a lot of people come and maybe go away then for a couple of days, and then to see who makes, you know, who's making the higher rankings, and then depending on who's there, then that, you know, yeah. It's just hard to judge. It's not, there's no exact science. But the organisers are saying that they're very happy with everything that has happened here. They're happy with us, which is good for us. They're happy with all the systems that have been put in place, the facilities by the Ballyliffin Golf Club. And, you know, it is, it's a, as you said there off air, it's unreal, the whole village place over there. It's even yeah. worth seeing all the food outlets and the bars and the music, and yeah. I think they're broadcasting the football now later on.
Yeah, and, so, and all those figures that you mentioned there, the vehicles that are parked, they're all being accommodated on site.
Oh, no bother. Like, yeah. you know, they're not even reaching 75% capacity. Sam, who's in charge of that, was telling me there earlier. You know, so it'll be, you know, it's just when you see the shots from the air, you can see how vast and the big expanse. We even use the, we keep an eye on just to look at the car parks, because yeah. the plane is, or the sky plane, Sky TV or Sky Sports TV is plane is circling all the time.
Yeah.
So they're providing us with a valuable insight to what's going on as well. We'd hope to have our air support here to monitor traffic, but I suppose in all honesty it got tied up with some other incident there now this morning. We don't really need them, because yeah. we do a 15 minute half hourly check with all our points, and we have over 80 people out on the outside sector. We have 40 on the inner sector, yeah. roughly, rough figures, and we do a radio check with them every 15 minutes, and they'll just say traffic's flowing fine. Okay, they were saying a wee bit around Buncrana, it was heavy and coming into Clonmany, but that was, and that's why I'm saying to people from Derry, just think of that alternative route. It'll get you here probably quicker.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
parking in is very speedy. You just, as you said about Portrush, you know, you had to go on a bus and that was grand. Yeah. Here you just drive in, park your car, walk through the gate, and fantastic. Straight out to wherever yeah. you want to go.
And among that team that you have here on site in terms of and Garda Síochána, a number of your colleagues are actually out on the course with some of the players.
We have somebody on every green. Yeah. We have to have, that's part of the protocol. And then we have people travelling with the number one or two seeds as well. They're depending on who's, you know, it's just that, it's just when they're coming back in, just to make sure there's nothing. And we have people permanently stationed on every one of the greens. We have people then doing, just going through, just making sure that there's no wrongdoing going on, yeah. or pickpocketing or stuff like that, because, yeah. and we've had nothing. We've been very, you know, it's great. And then our people are out at, from the gate. That's our traffic people. They start at the entrance here, and they literally go right around the peninsula. They yeah. go yeah. at various different points, and we have good radio contact. Then we have an incident centre in Clonmany Station, and we have downlinks there, so we can see, they can see over there what's happening here, and we're getting links from the plane and from various different places. So, and our Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn is here today. The Assistant Commissioner was here yesterday, and then the two superintendents, Kevin English and Eugene McGovern, there are our commanding officers here as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, big crowds. You had the figures there as well for the first couple of days, didn't you, Paul?
Yeah, the figures that they circulated us anyway was, if you want them, 11,500 people for the Pro-Am, 30,716 for that would have been Thursday, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then on Friday that was peaking up to almost 19,000.
Yeah.
I would even feel there. You see, and one of your colleagues made a point here. Like, there's probably a couple of thousand people here between yourselves and us, the guards, and all the support services and catering and that that are here all the time.
Yeah.
You know, as well, so there's a lot of people in this corner, you know. Yeah,
amazing. Yeah. Paul, amazing. Thanks yeah. very much for joining us today, right. And well done on a job well done so far.
Well, it's not done yet, and we wouldn't even be saying, because even we're hoping now that rain is still coming down a bit, there's some kind of more of a mist, but we would just be hoping now that people just get home, you know, when they go to move away, if we have big numbers today, we just hope that the exit plan works as well as it has, and that everyone gets home safe, because we can't stand down until everyone is basically 30 minutes gone out of here. Yeah. We have to be ready to respond, and we know how important that was on Wednesday evening, and all of that. So we're not there yet. Tomorrow could be a busy day as well, but look, it's going well, and thanks to yourselves for the opportunity to let people know what's happening, you know, and we're just still saying the message, come certainly, but just give yourself that wee bit extra time, but you'll probably find you don't need it,
yeah.
but at least you're not panicking and getting excited then and all that sort of thing.
Thanks
very much, Jeremy.
That scared us, Sergeant. sergeant Paul Wallace. Well, there's plenty of interest in how the other Irish players have been getting on today. A number of early starters, Chris, among them Paul Dunn, Graham McDowell, both players not really setting the world alight. Paul Dunn finishing at level par 72, so he's at one over for the tournament, as is Graham McDowell, who was one over for his round today. Just looking, Shane Lowry out on the course as we speak. He's three over for his round today, so he would have been hoping to do perhaps something in terms of moving up the leaderboard, but he was a two under starting out this morning. He's dropped back to one over par, and just looking to see about Rory McIlroy as well. There were big crowds following McIlroy today. Yeah, he's stepped things up a wee bit. He's now on the 17th hole of his third round. He's one under for his round, so he's back to two under for the tournament. So you still couldn't write him out of this one, although looking back further up the leaderboard, that lead now has stretched out again. Eric Van Rooyen from South Africa is sitting at 11 under par. He's three under for his round, having played just five holes. Chris, Paul mentioned there about the big team and the various volunteers and organisations that are down here helping to run this event over the week, and one of the notable aspects of all that's happening here at Ballyliffin this week is the number of volunteers who are playing their part. Among them is Anne Harkin from Ballyliffin, who is one of the marshals and volunteers here at Ballyliffin this weekend. And yesterday evening, Oisin Kelly caught up with Anne.
Anne Harkin, a member of Ballyliffin Golf Club. You're working on the first tee. What's your experience of this Irish Open been like?
Wonderful, glorious, sunny weather, plenty of people in the gallery, and really enjoyable seeing the golf up close hand. The great names, the Rams, the Harringtons, Lowrys. Great to see Irish golf coming on. It'll probably generate a whole range of new stars for the future, any luck, if that's the sort of legacy we're hoping for.
Yeah. What about the activity on the first? Because that's one of the popular holes, because there's sort of an area there, you're going from the first to the ninth, then the 10th, and then back round to the 18th. That's probably the busiest area of the golf course.
Well, being in Inishowen, people just like to come out when the sun's shining. You'll see from other events, be it the festival and things. So we're just around the first, we're just getting them introduced to the golf etiquette. Silence your mobile phone, stay off the stones when the players, but everybody's taken it very well. They've listened to instruction and getting into the mood of it, so that's all we can ask for.
As a member of Ballyliffin, then, how proud are you that this is all happening?
Well, my grandfather was a founding member, so it sticks in the family that this is a great event. We've had the Senior Irish Open in 2008, we had the Ladies in 93, and I'm just surprised it took so long for the Irish Open, but once it's here, I think it'll boomerang back.
Yeah. Have you got a chance to see the pictures on television at all?
I haven't. I got 20 minutes last night in the Marshall's HQ, and it just looks extraordinary, but my best friend tells me her mother, who's not interested in golf, has sat in front of the telly the whole day cheering them on, so created a whole new fan base.
Next week you're going to have a lot of catching up to do, so you are on the TV.
Next week we're taking Monday off. My boss has kindly extended an eight-day holiday instead of a seven this year, so Monday will be rest, relax, and hit the playback button on the telly.
Okay, well listen, go enjoy the rest of the golf and keep up the continued good work.
Thank you, Oisin.
That's Anne Harkin there in conversation with Oisin Kelly, and one of a large number of volunteers who are working down here throughout the week and over the weekend as well. And a fair play to her. They're all doing a fantastic job. So that's the situation here at Ballyliffin on day three of the Irish Open. Eric Van Rooyen holds a two-shot advantage on 11 under par from Ryan Fox, who's on 9 under par. And best of the Irish at this stage, well, it's Rory McIlroy. He has played 16 holes of his third round. He's 1 under for the day, Chris. He's at 2 under for the tournament.